This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 22nd. God's word to you today is God's order. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 5, verses 27 and 28, and it says, "You have heard the commandment that says, you must not commit adultery. But I say, anyone who even looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart." The world is putting a lot of people under pressure to ascertain compatibility before marriage. And the test for compatibility is the joining of bodies outside marriage. A lady who had just started walking with God came to me with her legitimate concern. How will she know if the man can perform if God is saying do not get intimate before marriage? It was a huge risk to take. That part of her life particularly is very important to her. Yes, she is committed to following Jesus and not her passions. But when the right person comes, how will she ascertain that everything is in order? God is wiser than you. If you do not know that God is wiser than you, you will struggle with these kind of things. Do you believe that God is wiser than you? God is wiser than you. He already knows and he has already gone ahead of you. God will make provisions for you. It is when you cannot trust God that we attempt to do things the way the world prescribes. You find a person sampling this person and that person, and his or her soul becomes fragmented. When the soul is fragmented, you really cannot have a union of heart with anybody. You are fragmented because you have deposits of A and B in you. Jesus takes it to another level in Matthew 5:28, and he says, "But I say, anyone who even looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Every time you see Jesus say, "But I say," it is like he's saying, "Fasten your seatbelts because I'm going to take you deeper." Jesus says, "As long as you think about it, you have done it." The reality is that Jesus' standards are even higher. So the people who are saying the Ten Commandments are irrelevant because they're in the Old Testament, they propose that they can live anyhow, sleep with whoever you want to sleep with, because you are under grace. It is a big lie from the pits of hell. They are not reading their Bibles, so you better read yours. The grace that does not make you more like God is counterfeit. The grace that makes you live in sin is questionable. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, my delight will always be in the law of the Lord, and I would meditate on it day and night. Lord, order my steps in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.